Welcome to EOV Perek Lamed Beis. EOV has said to his three friends that he's innocent, and he satisfied that argument, apparently. Elihu then comes on the scene as a fourth friend, and his reasoning is going to clinch the argument. Who was Elihu? So he says he couldn't restrain himself any longer. He was enraged with EOV's mistaken belief that he was superior to Hashem, and he was also enraged with his three friends' ability to persuade Eov. Ramban says this. He criticized his friend's general lack of competence in debating Eov. He says, you failed to defend Hashem's honor properly. If you're going to engage in debate, then at least make sure that you do it well. He says that the manner of speech that I'm going to say, says Eli, will be abrupt, it will be blunt, it will be to the point, but at least it's going to be credible and it will respond credibly to Eov's arguments, even though Elihu is the youngest. Now, it's really important, just this point that Elihu has an introduction which sets the expectations. It's so important sometimes when you're debating with someone or when you're talking to someone, set the expectations. Warn them, this is what I'm about to do. Be firm, be fair, but if the expectations are totally, it's not matching, then the conversation is going to be very, very difficult. Very important, put those expectations down. It's important, it frames your conversation, and ultimately people will appreciate it. That is Perek Lamed Beis of Sefer Eov.